Did they ever use anything else when you were very young?
Well, sir, I drove a yoke of oxen once. I had a fella pulling the logs in the sawmill when I built my house. And I said, I just like to try yoke oxen, and I plowed around or two with them.
How are they to work with, eh?
Oh, they'll just pull. They'll get down on their knees and pull. But they're slow, and you can't guide them like you can something with lines on them.
They just pulled on the yokes, huh? And you just had to kind of hope they'd go the right right way. Now, if you have two mules working together, you'd call that a
team.
All right. Did you ever use anything?
How?
If you, another way of saying a team for mules, you might say
a pair.
Yeah. And then if a cow right after it's born, before it becomes even a heifer, you'd call it a
calf.
Yeah. And if a cow is going to give birth to a calf, you wouldn't say that. You'd probably say the cow's going to
be mother or something.
Yeah. Or how about drop a calf or freshen or come fresh?
Freshen, generally the word we use.
Freshen.
And when would the cow be fresh, they'd say.
Uh-huh.
And we'd say it would be fresh in June or something.
Uh-huh.
Like
that. Okay, and then you talked about horses. The female is a
mare. Another stud.
Okay, and what would you say in the presence of women there? Would you use the word stud in front of women?
No, do we didn't want to. We talk about a mare, we wouldn't talk about a stud.
What would you say?
I say we wouldn't talk.
No,
you wouldn't.
Would you mention? Would you call that something else?
Well, we'd say the male horse.
Okay, and then talking about horse, you might if you put a saddle on a horse, say I'm going to
saddle my horse
and then go for a
ride.
And yesterday I. That
took
horse.
I took a ride on my riding horse.
All right, and then if you say that little boy, he was up there and he fell.
Oh, it fell off the horse.
Yeah, and you say because he had never a horse before. He had never
ridden.
All right, and if a little boy is in bed at night and. He might, he's used to a crib, but he might roll, and you'd say he fell
off the bed.
Okay, and these things you...
And you might say he peed the bed.
Okay, yeah, that'd be something else again, sure would. Now, at the bottom of a horse's feet are its...
Hoofs.
Yeah, he has four...
Feet,
right,
four,
now.
Yeah.
4 feet and four hoofs.
That says a lot of the story. A fellow wanted to buy him a milk cow. He went down the road a little bit. The fellow said, where are you going? Said, I'm going to buy my milk cow. I said, I've got a good one here. Well, the first thing I want to know about her is, will she kick?
Mm.
He said she might kick with one of her 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, I don't care for that. One of the four, you know. He started the front foot.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But the horse has four
hoofs.
Yeah, and nailed to those are the
horseshoes.
Yeah, and are there any other games? But they pitch those things. That's a game. But is there any other game that did you pitching things at a ring?
Horseshoes. I don't know.
Okay. What's the animal that gives the animal that. A male sheep, what would you call that?
A ewe.
Okay, that's a female, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what's the male called?
Buck.
Now, would you use buck in the presence of women?